Good morning, 7:42 here on the Mighty 690. We are joined now by Coffeyville City Manager Mark Hall. How are you doing, sir?
Fine. It's a little cooler.
It's a little cooler. We're going to take it. Well, hey, I know we've been here busy with the weather, and my goodness, this city of staff, especially all those linemen, doing a lot of work and cleanup with these storms that came through.
Started in the morning, early in the morning, and then turned around and finished getting lines. Some of the lines, the trees fell just perfectly, and we had down power lines. We did have a snap pole. It is one of those, a lot of tree branches all over, but crews worked till it was almost midnight before getting electric restored. Hats off to the crews that did that. I know people waking up in these things, experiencing an outage, it's always what's going on, when will it come back on. They were out, crews out all over, bringing people on. The majority of the outage we had a little at the CRMC, but that, of course, they have generators, those kicked on, but got them restored immediately, and of course we start working our way out. Had a lot of damage outside, and that outside Coffeyville, and that is in our area, you know, where we do have electric service outside the city, and so they spend a lot of time outside, not as much inside, so that was a good thing. But there's not as many trees falling inside the city limits. So
we love our trees, but you know they can't stand these 70 mile, 80 mile an hour gusts.
That's it. And you know, of course, with this drought, you have some trees that have died and makes them more brittle. And so it was a combination of everything. We were fortunate because many cities around the area were hit a lot harder.
Yeah, so that's for sure. So we want to thank all the crews and Coffeyville Electric. I mean, that's a 24-hour utility, and they are always there.
I don't mess with electric because I can't see it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate all that they do.
They do a great job. So, hey, we got a meeting coming up here tonight, and quite a few different items on the agenda, looks
yes,
like.
Yes. We'll go to the consent agenda, and these are item setting. They're more housekeeping. Of course, in there is the appropriations. We'll just say it's almost close to $1.2 million, which is where we pay our bills. And then we go, it's an acceptance of an agreement with Southern Star Gas Pipeline. And this is transportation service. It is utilized by our electric. And then, of course, there's a public hearing set to exceed the revenue route neutral rate. And I'll just briefly touch on that. The revenue route neutral rate was enacted by the Kansas legislature. What it is in an effort to be more transparent. All cities are transparent. We publish those requirements. It's just taking it just one step a little further. So there's always a lot of talk now because it's a new step this last 2 years. It's just more of a trying to be transparent. So if you exceed the revenue neutral rate, there'll be a mailing by the county to all the citizens in Coffeyville, just explaining what is being done. But our intent, like in every year, and that'll be the commission when they approve the budget later on, is that our intent is to hold the mill levy and not increase taxes. It is one of those property usually appreciates. That's something that we have no control, but we also don't want to add to that. This will be, if things go well, will be a holding the mill levy for 5 years. And so it is one of those we do without, and we only purchase what we need, not what we want. So that that setting for the hearing, and then also a hearing for the budget, and that'll be August 22nd meeting. Then we move comments from citizens if you're needing assistance and would like to come to the meeting. If you go to the east side, walk down the customer service path, go through that door, turn to your left, and you'll see an elevator, and take that up to the second floor. We enjoy seeing the public, and we can only improve if we hear from the public. We know there's some things we can't do. We know some things that we can change. We learn. We know that sometimes the comments are good, and sometimes the comments are bad, but that's the only way you improve to do better. So always the public is welcome. And then we don't have any in the regular agenda, any hearings or presentations or old business. Our new business, we're going to get kind of busy, and that is first is the swearing in of Pam Jones. Miss Jones has agreed to fill Justin Doan's position that expires January 9th. And so at the start of new business, they will swear in. At that time, she'll take her seat and be part of the meeting, but swearing in Mrs. Pam Jones to the city commission. And then we have to select, since Justin was a vice mayor, we have to select a vice mayor. So that'll be part of the process. And then we start in, and this is, I'll take a little time, but we first is passing a resolution establishing a water warning for the city to basically say what we've been in during this drought is a watch so far. The watch asks the public to conserve. It is one of those that everybody has been great. But there's been conditions change. towns around the area have done more drastic measures. It is a step where we heightened conservation. But I think the city, all working together, understands the drought. And it's hard to explain when you see rain in Coffeyville, it is the rain north of us that fills the reservoirs, which is released, and that comes down and feeds communities like Coffeyville. There's just so much water, and if up north doesn't get rain, which they haven't been, less and less water's released. It is one of those, we have a contract for water, so it is not that suddenly we'll be out there with teaspoons in the river dipping out water. It is with the idea that we need to conserve as much as we can and do our part, which is by state contract. And of course, there's other communities south of us, and they have rights to water. So we're all heightening it up. It'll be going from a water watch to a water warning. The final, and that's where things kind of ramp up and you hear more of tightening down water usage, and that's in an emergency. And we're not in that. There's those three steps, and we're in the middle one, which is a warning. So.
Sure. Well, and that's good to know. And, you know, especially to the surrounding towns in Coffeyville, I mean, included, we even just had the water main break yesterday. I mean, it's one of those things that kind of adds insult to injury there. But the summer, people think it'd be winter that you have these, but it seems like the summer is a lot more common for those water main breaks.
Yes. And in winter, they ramp up because the ground, and it depends on the season, it contracts and expands. And the pipe in there, sometimes at the right point moves up and or down, and that's where you get the break. But those things happen. Of course, it's a little less in the summer, just because, you know, the ground's pretty much, the temperature stays pretty common.
Sure.
But anyway, anytime we have one, we're out there. Yeah. wanting to sit there and get it stopped.
Yep, yep. So. No, that's another great crew to take care of
yes,
that.
Yes, I commend them, and like I say, especially now it's maybe a cool feeling to have the water, but in winter, winter and cold water don't mix well.
Sure.
But then we will move to, and this is a resolution to adopt a new plan. It is one water municipal water plan, and what we do is we have to submit that to the state. They review our plan and give us corrections that are need to, and then of course the commission adopts it. If my memory serves me right, the last time we had that done was 2012. So we're updating. It needs to be updated, but it also, the drought's a little different. And from my understanding, Coffeyville experienced around 2005, 2006 in that those years of a drought during that time. So it's just after it's been in the state, the commission will approve it. And then we move to, it's a resolution for commission consideration. It is with a company that does our tree trimming. And that is, luckily, because of foresight, it wasn't tremendous like some communities have. But the tree trimming service effort is to keep trees from growing into our power lines. So that is, and then we come up with, this is a resolution for a extraction tool. This is for the fire department. And what it is everybody who's seen, I don't want to limit it to just vehicles, but these are tools for extracting somebody from vehicles and other things where they can cut through metal to pull a victim out of what they're in. So that is before the commission. Then we move to, and this is a resolution to execute agreement for a CDBG trail. It is one of those we're adding to our trail system. This will continue our effort to go up to LeClaire. And, of course, in the future, we'll go from LeClaire to Feaster, and then our hopes is that someday in the future it will lead to Roosevelt Trail, and then on to the football stadium. So it is one of those, this is part of the process, another that we're approvals from the state, and anytime we can get grants like that, it saves the taxpayers money. Then we have the resolution and approval of the 2023 Kansas Department of Transportation CCLIP pavement restoration. And what that means is these are for improvements on 169, and that's through KDOT. And then we have a resolution, and this is for the election, during the election, there'll be in a question on the ballot about the expiring highway. It's used under the highway half-cent sales tax for street projects related to the highway. It is one of those that is up for vote. It's 10 years and goes each 10 years. It is one of those we're going to have an informative issue, and I might as well say this now, is Coffeyville, no fault of its own, and we hear people talk about our streets. And it didn't get that way overnight, but what we'll talk to people and explain, because they have a right to know, we have to start. And we have to start with somewhere, and we have to keep improving. And there's roughly 108 miles of street in Coffeyville, and we'll get into defining and explain that, but you have to start, and you have to start with a plan for the future that will continue and remain focused and move through the years and decades. This is not going to be a 1-year fix or 10 years or 20 years. This is going to be a constant. So we'll do discuss that in the future, but this is a resolution to place that on the ballot. And then we have a resolution is, and this is for establishing a budget so that we can do an informational to the public and tell them what is, you know, what we're going to do. And we want to have a budget, and that is something different, that we want to have a budget telling year by year what we're going to do. And I think the public will understand these are things just like our sales tax for the parks and for downtown and doing those things. It is one of those, and I skipped over this. There is a resolution, and that is for removal of the downtown awning. It is something, and we'll see in the presentation. This has been worked on since, in November of 2022. It's getting where everything works together. Everybody knows and have been down to, and look at, this will remove the awning on 9th Street, on the south portion of the street, and then it wraps around to Walnut, and of course wraps around to Maple. If you go down, there's missing tiles, there's been everything, there's evidence of tiles falling off. This is a safety feature, and of course, it will never cure because we're so close to a grain elevator is the pigeon problem.
Yes.
So anyway, well, that'll be another item, and that's pretty much it. The meeting will be a little longer than normal, but it is one of those the public's welcome, and come see us, and we'll get through in Coffeyville. A lot of things are going on for a great future.
Absolutely. Well, sounds good. Going to be a busy meeting. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
City Manager Mark Hall here on the Mighty 690. We've got news coming up here on KGGF.